Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
I do want to talk a little Cavs and see almost what does a series look like, Cleveland versus Indiana. And to help us out with that, we go out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He's Spencer Davies of Cleveland Cavaliers on SI, and he joins us now. Spencer, how's it going, man?
Good, Jake. How about you?
We are doing very well. Things in the NBA playoffs here are starting to heat up a little bit. Where I'll take you away from the Cavs for just a second, but more so in the realm of the Pacers and Bucks, because we saw that series finish in, dramatic fashion, I think, would be inside the game fits, outside the game fits as well. I'll start things off by asking you, do you think the NBA should be taking disciplinary action against Tyrese Halliburton's dad for the scuffle that goes down on the floor after between him and Giannis?
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, Tyrese said that his dad was probably not in the right there, and Giannis gave obviously a very introspective answer into what took place there. And, you know, the emotions of the game always run high, but at the end of the day, even if you are the father of one of the NBA superstars, you are still a fan sitting there, and you can't just do what he did at the end of that game and come onto the court and wave a flag in someone's face. It's just not something they can be able to do. So, yeah, I think they should take some sort of disciplinary action, but I don't think it's to the point where they have to completely, like, ban him or something. But definitely make the point come across. And I think that there's also a lot of regret from what we read from his tweet yesterday, too. So,
yeah, no doubt. It definitely was a fun one to look at. As we look at that series as a whole, Indiana versus Milwaukee, I got the vibes that, obviously, I think Indiana was a better team, especially once Milwaukee was, they started missing Dame. They obviously ended the series missing Dame after the Achilles tear. Were you convinced, I guess, by the series win over Indiana, or did it look a little bit shaky to you?
I don't want to say shaky because I think that Indiana is actually a really good team. I don't think that they're on the level of a Cleveland per se, but they are a very well-rounded team, I would say. And I think that the growth of their guys has really come across. You know, it's not just Tyrese Halliburton. I'm looking at a guy like Miles Turner, who's become a defensive menace in the paint and is also someone who's played with a lot of physicality from all the years that he's picked up experience in the playoffs. I think Andrew Nembhard is someone that doesn't get nearly enough love as somebody who can facilitate, who can shoot, pull up mid-rangers, and also knock the shots down from deep and set up teammates. They have a lot of guys who are capable. Pascal Siakam, as we know, is an NBA champion, and that's somebody they just added to the mix last year, and now that he's had a full year with the team and came in training camp and all that, he's also a load to handle. And then, you know, off the bench, they've got a lot of capable guys. Benedict Mathurin, TJ McConnell, when they need to go to him, will be definitely a nuisance that Clevelanders will not like in this series. You know, Obi Toppin even has had moments to shine, so and then I think Jairus Walker is going to be an X factor. I know that we're probably getting into too much of the series preview here, but they have a very solid team. Aaron Nesmith, a rugged defender. So This is going to be a good challenge for Cleveland, and I think that Indiana is the right winner of that series, and I think that they did so convincingly, regardless of whether Damian Lillard was there or not.
So, you obviously break down some of the players that are on that roster, and we've heard it leading up to this series, even when the Cavs were up 3-0 and it felt like the Pacers were destined to win, when we're hearing Cavs-Pacers preview that the Pacers are going to present a difficult challenge for the Cavs compared to Miami. Now, I think that's a pretty like simple out there statement when your average margin of victory is like 30 points against a team in a series. But beyond the individual players, what makes Indiana so much more difficult of a matchup for Cleveland?
I think stylistically it's a lot different than Miami. It's not just looking at the point differential. I feel like the Pacers, they know how to take care of the basketball. They don't usually beat themselves, and they're not this like up and down out of control team in transition that they were a few years back. They actually defend now, and I think that they actually have a good solid pace to them to where they can adapt to whether it's an up and down game or if it does slow down into the half court. Now, I feel like when you look at what they bring to the table offensively, they have multiple ball handlers, which is something Cleveland did not see against Miami. So as I mentioned, you have Nembhard, you have a guy like Pascal Siakam you can trust within his hands. You can, you know, give it to T.J. McConnell or Benedict Mathurin, and they can create. So it's not like somebody takes the ball out of Halliburton's hands and it's what do we do? They are very capable in what they're able to do outside of Halliburton. Now, I think that they're going to be denying ball and trying to make Andrew Nembhard their number one point guard type, the Cavs, that is. So I'm interested to see how Indiana adapts to that. But the Cavs are going to have to cover those corners. The Pacers, by far, took the most corner threes, had the highest corner three frequency in the first round to this point. So they got to be able to rotate defensively and make sure that they take that away. And then offensively, the Cavs have to continue to do what they do, and that's shoot the threes, because the Pacers do allow a little bit more on the perimeter than a lot of teams do.
Spencer Davies, Cleveland Cavaliers, on SI with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Spencer, you alluded to it a little bit, but I think we just watched a series against Miami where a lot of your defensive game plan was set up, all right, let's go and stop Tyler Hero because he's the guy that can go and take over a game. And we've seen them, you know, at times against Boston sort of play the opposite way. Well, Tatum and Brown can kind of have theirs. We got to stop everybody else. Is this an instance of go stop Tyrese Halliburton and make somebody else do it? Or is it really a deep enough roster that you kind of let Halliburton almost have his and say you can't let anybody else be the guys making shots?
Yeah, I kind of actually lean towards more of the latter, because when Halliburton's playmaking, that means that everyone else is kind of feeling it, and then that gets him going regardless as a scorer. So if you make Tyrese Halliburton score, if you make him the main points guy and try to get the ball out of everybody else's hands, I think that is a better strategy, because I feel like Halliburton lifts his teammates up around him, and he does that by playmaking. And then eventually when teams start reacting to that, then Halliburton starts launching those threes and starts to get into the paint well. And he has a really nice crossover that can beat you off the dribble. You saw that in the final shot against Giannis the other night. And you look at also his ability to kind of keep you on your toes. Not only the crossover, but the little quick toe tap and step back threes that he has. So I feel like if the Cavs are like, all right, Tyrese, you can have this shot profile if we don't let the other guys kind of beat us, because they do have capable scorers. Like Pascal Siakam is a great scorer. Miles Turner has a pick and pop game that's really nice. He can shoot the outside shot too and does a good job of that. So they have other capable guys to where, like, I don't think you completely just sell out to try to stop Halliburton, because other guys can definitely hurt you. But if it was up to me and my strategy, I would make Halliburton the guy that say, okay, you can go out and drop 40 as long as nobody else has 20.
Now, Spencer, I've looked at it. I sort of like the game of Tyrese Halliburton. I think that he had a slow start to the season, and then post-All-Star break started to pick things up, and Indiana kind of followed suit along with as he played. But there's this ongoing narrative on social media that he's sort of the most overrated player in basketball. Is that something that you feel like is even relatively close to fair, that he's considered overrated in the accolades that he picks up? Or is he closer to, you know, an evenly rated or even underrated type of player?
So I don't really buy into the overrated, underrated stuff. I think that he's a hell of a basketball player. He's done a lot of impressive things for his where he is in his career. And I think, you know, they're coming off of an East Finals appearance against Boston last year. I know that they got swept, but they were still really competitive in those games. They won the first two rounds, and now they're back to try to get back to that spot and even further. So Tyrese is the straw that stirs the drink, so to speak, and he's got an array of different moves, and he's got a lot to like about him on the offensive end. And I think part of it is just kind of the energy he brings with him. And I feel like he's a really capable three-point shooter. Again, going back to the conversation, doesn't turn the ball over too much. I think he can get loose with his handle sometimes, but he does a good job of making sure that he's not making bad decisions. And that's going to be the tough part. See, the Cavs try to turn him over because he's going to have the ball in his hands most likely the most until, you know, we see potentially double teams coming over and then switches, you know, with Evan and Jared Allen coming out of him in the perimeter. So I don't buy into the overrated, underrated stuff. I just see him as an all-star caliber guard who is really dangerous when he gets going and has a lot of momentum going with him.
I got it. I'll mark you down very quietly over here for an underrated on Tyrese Haliburton. Got it.
Sounds good.
No, but I did want to talk, obviously, we focused a lot on the Pacers, but the Cavs are sort of the premier team, obviously not just in Cleveland, but in this series being the higher seed and coming off their dominant win. What did you make of Kenny Atkinson's coaching in the first round against Miami? Because in my eyes, it almost felt like it was hands down. He outcoached what a lot of people view as one of, if not the best coaches, and Eric Spoelstra on the other side.
Yeah, I think that Kenny just did a really good job of his lineup combinations. I think my favorite one I saw was even in game one, just having Ty Jerome, Darius Garland, and Donovan Mitchell all on the floor at the same time. Him going small in this series was brilliant. I think that really put the Cavs in a good position because they were, you know, moving up and down the floor in transition. They were creating a lot of turnovers, first of all, but a lot of guys stepped up to the defensive challenge. I think Sam Merrill deserves a lot of credit for that, even though he wasn't the most prolific player in this series. I thought he did a really good job. Dean Wade, the last couple in Miami, was stellar defensively. I think that his adjustments and his combinations are really good. And, you know, namely, too, you look at Ty Jerome and DeAndre Hunter being the two-headed monster coming off the bench and then just kind of filling and picking and choosing around that. You know, Isaac Okoro gets in the game for, you know, 9-10 minutes just to be a specialization stopper and to hit a couple of threes in a game. Like, he's still going deep into his rotation, but he knows what buttons to push. And I think that is really a huge piece of why the Cavs have looked so good in these first four games. You think about it, man, like, they've only had one bad quarter. And it was the fourth in a game where Donovan went nuclear and rescued them. So I think that Kenny knows how to mix the potions in the lab, and he's just the mad scientist.
So I guess do you have a good gauge on it from one playoff series when it comes to coaches in the playoffs right now, where you sort of stick Kenny Atkinson in that mix?
I mean, he's got to be up there just because of the point differential that you saw. And I mean, that's taking into effect, too, that, you know, Miami was not the strongest team in the playoffs, of course. But I would put him up there. I don't really, coach-wise, I'm not really sure how to put him up against, you know, the likes of, like, a Mark Daigneault or of a Chris Finch, you know. Like, I mean, those are the ones that come to mind for me. But I don't know really how he stacks up, but it's got to be up there.
Yeah, I can definitely see it. Again, Spencer Davies with us here on the hotline. I think almost an underrated story going through this, just because the Cavs' dominance in game 3 and 4 is the absence of Darius Garland and not playing in those last two games. Is there any information right now with Darius? Should the fans be expecting him back come a game one on Sunday, or is this something that's going to take a little bit more time maybe?
No, you know, I think it was more precautionary about him not playing in Miami. If this was like the finals or the Eastern Conference finals, I think DG would have gave it a go. But knowing how deep his team is, I think Kenny just made a decision and the performance team made a decision to say, hey, you know what, we can take care of business, you know, be back for next round and be ready to go. And I think that Darius is going to have had over a week now of time to have recuperated on the, they're calling it the great big toe on his left side. And it was off of a closeout. And, you know, he played out the rest of game two with it. So I see nothing, you know, kind of affecting him on that end. You know, maybe he's better coming back, you know, defensively and rotations and moving a little better. But I think nothing too crazy to be concerned about.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Kyle Anderson deemed him as the team being better without Darius Garland. They obviously played well. The results were there. Do you feel like there's anything where, if Darius isn't here, that the Cavs almost look better against Indiana or have the same level of chance? Or is Darius going to be massively impactful in this series?
I think Darius is going to be massively impactful in this series, just as he's been all year long. I think what people don't really appreciate about DG is just how well he's taken care of the basketball this year and how he's making decisions really quickly, and he's not overthinking. He's not dribbling into trouble. And I think that's the biggest area of growth for Darius. And it's really come at his teammates' benefit too, like, you know, finding different guys on spray outs and drives to the rim. You obviously know the pick and roll stuff with Jared Allen, but ultimately too, he's been getting off ball, and he's been a catch shooter, and he's been a pull-up shooter, and he's utilizing all areas of his game to where he's really dangerous when he gets going. And, you know, it's easy to gloss over, like, you look at Ty Jerome having an amazing game, his first game in game one, in his first playoff game, but Darius Garland was a part of that. Like, Darius Garland was on the floor with him, and he's also somebody that scored damn near 30 as well. So I don't like, you know, when people in this town and all national scale or whatever like that try to pit them against each other, because it's a well-oiled machine. And yeah, it's great when they win, you know, without each other sometimes, because they're so deep and they're so, you know, understanding of the goal. But I feel like there's no reason to look at Darius as a, you know, a weak link or anything like that. I think that's preposterous, to be quite honest with you.
Spencer, we're up against it, but I'll ask you real quick before we get out of here, your prediction for a Cavs-Pacers playoff series starting on Sunday.
Yeah, I got Cavs in six in this one. I think the Pacers will get, you know, their stuff at home. They are very capable. I wouldn't look at any of the games from this regular season really to see too many things that you can pick out on film, especially the last two because they occurred in the last week of the season. So you'd have to go all the way back to January when they played. And I think, I want to say it was an in-season tournament game. I can't remember. But Cavs lost in Cleveland, and then they won in Indiana a couple of days later. So that was obviously a different time. And I think that it's going to be a good up-and-down affair, but it's also ultimately, I just think the Cavs are just better. And the Pacers have a lot of people that are really talented, so I'm looking forward to seeing it.
No doubt, Spencer. It never feels like we have enough time whenever you come on. So much to get to. You give such great answers. I appreciate you, as always, hopping on, setting aside the time, man.
Yep, no problem, Jake.
All right, that was Spencer Davies of Cleveland Cavaliers on SI joining us there on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We'll react to what he has to say as well. The Pacers have a chance to upset the Cavs. That's coming up in 5 minutes. Let's get to an Andrew Hody 2020.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.